Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuning in to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary, where we question, explore, love, support, encourage, and make spiritual wellness a priority. So get ready to exercise your faith.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Wellness and Faith with Sherry Weary. I am your host, and I'm thankful that you have decided to join me tonight as we make spiritual wellness a priority. So tonight, we're going to discuss our hashtag moment, and the hashtag for the month of December is Be Thankful. We'll talk about the circumstances surrounding Jesus' birth in our To Believe or Not to Believe segment. We'll go right into Let's Be Real, where I'll make my weekly confession, and then we'll end the show with a dose of spiritual wellness and our final greeting. Remember that you can interact with me before, during, and after the show on social media with the hashtag moment, Be Thankful, Let's Be Real, Wellness and Faith, or you can create your own hashtag and just be sure to tag me. You can do that on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. My handle is at Weary Console. You are more than welcome to call into the show with any questions or comments that you may have. You can do that by dialing 347-850-1154. If you need that number again, you can go to the show website at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. All right, so the hashtag moment is a point in the show where I discuss a topic that is usually related to a blog, and we post on social media about that with that particular hashtag. I'm a guest contributor for the RS Counseling and Wellness Center blog, which can be found at radiantsunshine.org. In addition to my blogs, you can find tons of helpful wellness tips, so you definitely want to go and check that out. All right, so again, the hashtag for the month of December is Be Thankful. So, it's the end of the year, it's the holiday season, and for some individuals, this is the best time of the year, and so it's just automatically in a good mood. And typically, you'll see a lot more charity going on, you'll see a lot more giving and a willingness to help individuals out, especially if they're in dire situations. And there's a focus just on really about spreading joy, even for individuals who do not celebrate Jesus as far as during this time, or, you know, those who may not even be Christians, they're individuals who celebrate Christmas just because of it being a season of joy and love and happiness and sharing. So you'll see a lot of that. And then you have some individuals where this is a really tough time of the year, you know, because it is the holidays, whether it's due to this is a time where they lost someone dear to them, or they may be going through some really difficult times, or they're not able to provide for their loved ones the gifts and, you know, do all the extra things that they wish that they could do. So you have two people on both sides of the spectrum. But still, we have this hashtag for this month, which is Be Thankful. And this goes out to those individuals who may be really struggling during this time of year, whether it's due to grief or loss or not having enough, not having all of your basic needs even met. I still encourage you to be thankful, because in spite of all that you may not have, there's still something that you do have. Now, it's hard to be thankful when things are going wrong. I can tell you that I have definitely been there. I've had my moments where it's so challenging to look past all the things that are wrong, to be able to look over this really high mountain of just really bad things and to see the one few little things that are still going right. But it's so important to be thankful, because our mindset really influences everything that we do, and it influences how we feel and what we do and what we choose not to do, and even how we interact with others and how we see ourselves as well. And so with choosing a perspective, an attitude, a mindset of thankfulness, you're actually choosing your best self. You're choosing a path to peace. You're choosing a path to actually be able to smile in the midst of whatever is going on. You're choosing a path to really be something, to feel something, to do something that is really going to help you even overcome and to endure the challenging times that you may be going through. So being thankful is not about pretending that things are not wrong in your life. Being thankful is not about denying the reality of whatever your circumstances is, but in being thankful is really about looking at the whole situation and also having the assurance that it's temporary. No matter how long, you know, various situations may have gone on that may cause you to feel hopeless or may cause you to feel frustrated even during this season, it's just that I encourage you to still look at what you do have and to place more value on what you have than what you don't have. And that's going to cause you to have to be very intentional, you know, especially if you have lost a lot. I can tell you that just within the past few months is that I definitely went through a very challenging period in my life where there were a lot of moments where I had to try so hard to be thankful and to see things in a positive light. And over the past few weeks, I've had conversations with individuals who are going through a lot, but there's one individual that I talked to, and just hearing that person still proclaim their faith, to still say that, you know what, I know that God is able to make a way. It was really encouraging even to me to be able to see that, you know, through that they were, through the challenges that they're experiencing, that they're still able to say, but I still believe God. And that I can tell you that that's what carried me through, not even just on this year, but over my whole entire life, is that looking back, I know there was nobody but God. And so even with things not even being perfect at the very moment, is that I'm choosing to remain thankful and just look at things from a perspective of, okay, this is going to make me better. This is going to improve me. This is going to mature me. This is going to give me greater wisdom. It's going to give me greater sympathy, you know, on how to even interact with others who may be going through something similar. It's going to give me an ability to be able to talk from not just ideology, but to talk from experience to really be able to help individuals. So I really encourage everyone, regardless of what your state of life may be, is to choose to be thankful because, again, if you're listening to the show, you have your hearing. And that may seem so basic, but to someone who doesn't have a hearing, that's a lot. If you're listening to the show, you still have life. Even if you have an illness that you're dealing with in your body, is that you're still alive at this very moment. So if you're listening to the show, you still have another chance, another day, another moment to be able to see things to improve, to see it turn around. And God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. God is able to turn things around in just a moment. It doesn't take a long time at all for him to be able to do things. And the truth of reality is that our victory has already been won. Our victory is already secured. You know, things working out is already done. You know, when you look at how God created everything and how his thoughts, like what we're living today, is just the manifestation of what he has already thought out and set out to be. So he's already thought through all of eternity, which sounds just so crazy. So just beyond our ability to even grasp, like, how is that, that you've already thought through entire eternity, but eternity never ends. But he has. He's already thought through eternity. And his thoughts concerning us is for an expected end. It's for our victory. It's for us to conquer, for us to overcome, for us to be healed, for us to be whole, for us to be redeemed. So all of that is already secured. It's just a matter about believing, about being thankful, about choosing to look at the situation from a different light and to see how things are working for you and not against you. Now my favorite scripture is Romans 8:28, which says that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So be thankful. Even while you're making your prayer requests, while you're hoping and working for things to change and to get better, is that choose to still be thankful. All right, so we're going to go to our next segment, titled To Believe or Not to Believe. This is a point in the show where I strongly encourage you to interact with me live while we discuss various reasons why it may be difficult to believe in God. You can call into the show by dialing 347-850-1154. Again, that is 347-850-1154. And you can call in to discuss any of the topics that we are talking about or any of the information that's being presented on the show. I would love to hear your opinion and your perspective. So definitely call in if you would like to join in live. All right, so on tonight, we are actually going to be talking about the circumstances surrounding Jesus and his birth. You know, it's Christmas time. This is the time of year where he celebrates his birth. This is, according to research and theologians, this is not the exact time that he actually was born, but it is the time that we observe his birth. Now, the one thing I can tell you is that during this segment, we are not going to do a theological breakdown of everything surrounding Jesus' birth, but more just to have a conversation and just about the circumstances that, for the most part, we're all aware of if you're familiar at all with the story. All right, so first off, you start off, you have Mary, who is engaged to be married to Joseph. So, and these are Jesus' earthly parents. So you have these two individuals, they're engaged to be married, and now with Mary, Mary's actually a virgin at the time of the engagement. And so it's one night, she's, you know, in her house, sleeping or, you know, doing whatever she's doing, and an angel comes to speak to her and tells her that she is going to have a child, and that is actually the Son of God. And that she's highly favored and that she's special and that God has chosen her. So even with being a Christian and with being a person that believes that this totally happened, I can honestly understand why it's so hard to believe. Like, because first of all, like, just with the human side of it, as far as what we know is necessary in order to produce a child, there is a coming together that has to occur between a man and a woman. I mean, now with science and technological advance, you have other things that can happen that can enable individuals to have children with more medically involved ways if there are challenges with trying to have it the typical way that, you know, conception would happen. But, you know, typically what you have, a man and woman, they come together and then 9 months later, well, technically almost 10, boom, you have a baby. And here in this situation, you have a young teenage girl who has never, ever known a man, who has never come together in that way. And she's supposed to get pregnant. And not only is she getting pregnant without going through the natural or the typical process of conception, but then, you know, the angel is talking to her and telling her she's going to be overcome by the Holy Spirit. Now, when you're reading the account of this conversation between Mary and the angel, even Mary has some questions too. She even, like, knowing this is an angel, knowing who God is, believing in God, she even still was like, but wait a minute, how is this supposed to happen? I've never done anything for this, like, for me to be able to get pregnant. And that's when the angel explains that the Holy Spirit is going to come overcome her, and that's how she will actually begin this whole process of becoming a mother and being pregnant and giving birth, although she has never come together with a man. So that's a lot to take in within itself, right? So the angel comes, he tells her, and then several months later, it actually happens. So now we're going to back it up reverse. So just like with Mary had a visitation from an angel, Joseph had a visitation too. Because, of course, when you think about this whole situation, Joseph is engaged to get married. He knows he has never done anything with Mary. And then she comes to tell him that she's pregnant, and he's going to be looking like, okay, what? The marriage is over. Typically, that's what any person would do. It's just like, how would you cheat on me during our engagement? This is, and it's not even my child. Like, no, we can't do this. But if that wasn't enough, it's just like, okay, I'm pregnant, I'm going to have this child, but I didn't, it's not another man's child, it's actually God's child. Like, that's a lot. That's a huge story to, one, believe yourself, and then, two, to try to talk somebody else into believing. It's just like, oh, my goodness. But goes in, and so the angel, of course, has to help Mary out here because it's going to be really difficult to believe that. So he goes in, and the angel goes in to talk to Joseph and say, listen, it's really true. This is what's going to happen. This is really God's child. Mary was chosen. And Joseph believes the angel. So he continues with the engagement. But the awesome thing that I think is pretty cool about this, the story about what actually happened, is that not only did Joseph still keep the engagement with Mary, but he also sought to protect her. You know, the Bible talks about how he hid her away privately, or took her away privately. And so he knew that, okay, if it's hard for her to believe and she had to be convinced, and it's hard for me to believe, of course it's going to be hard for other people to believe. And it can really cause some major issues and a lot of stress and just unnecessary just drama, just even having other people involved in this process. So he even did his part of what he felt was necessary in order to protect Mary by going in, just trying to handle the situation and, you know, not have a whole lot of attention drawn to her. And then everything happens exactly the way the angel says that it will happen. So it's just, it's a lot of things that surround the birth of Jesus that even being a person that believes it, being a person where this is a very foundation of a part of the foundation of my faith and how I live my life and why I believe in God, I can still acknowledge how that can be a lot to take in. And now over 2,000 years later, for us to still celebrate and to believe and to live our lives according to this man who is 100% man, 100% God, was birthed about through a virgin with the help of the Holy Spirit, which is part of the Trinity and is God himself. So it's a lot. It definitely is. And for those individuals who do not believe, I would love to hear, you know, from you and hear your thoughts about it. You're more than welcome to call into the show, or you can even post on social media and we can have that discussion. And I would love to even see, even after you read the story again, just what are your thoughts about it? What is the impact that it has on you? Do you choose to believe or not to believe? I've chosen to believe. I would love to hear again from you. All right, so let's go into our next segment, which is Let's Be Real. So this is a segment of the show where I make a weekly confession, and I'm transparent, and I admit my mistakes and my shortcomings and areas where I've had to grow in and areas that I'm still growing in. But I'm also honest about my successes and things that have gone well and things that are great and awesome in my life as well. And the purpose of this segment is just simply provide an example of what I believe that we need from people of faith, and that is simply people being real. So let's do it. Let's be real. So my confession this week is actually related to the confession that I made last week. So I talked about how, you know, with the Thanksgiving holiday, although I was very thankful for everything that I have and how I've made it through some very difficult times in my life, I was also really kind of sad, to be quite honest, because of looking what was going on with our Native American brothers and sisters. But there has been a piece of good news where the pipeline has not been approved to go ahead and continue through it. So very happy about that. But was being real. Also just concerned that, you know, once President-elect Trump comes into office and his administration is now in control, it's just that what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen now when you have a new set of people who are put into place to be able to carry out the responsibilities of really running the country? Are they going to continue on this path of finally giving justice to our Native American brothers and sisters? Or is everything going to be flipped on its head? And I know that's a long, we still got several weeks before, you know, we'll even know what's going to happen. And is that I definitely hope and pray for the best. You know, and I'm hoping that this whole path that has begun to justice and to just stopping the mistreatment and the trauma of this whole ordeal. I mean, when you look at just all the individuals who have been harmed in the protests, and it's just a lot. It's definitely a lot. And so my other part of that confession, though, is that I just hope that we as a nation will come together and we just begin to love each other and just respect each other, and that we will be there for each other on a simple basis of the fact of us being human beings. And when I say that, I don't say that from the perspective of trying to be colorblind. One, just I don't see how, even though race is a social construct, it's so constructed, so deeply embedded in our society that I just find it hard to believe that someone can say that they're truly colorblind and don't have any of those prejudices, or, you know, that causes the system to still run as it does. But, you know, it is. And then the other things that, honestly, I'm not really sure that being colorblind is 100% beneficial. So, okay, yes, race is a social construct, but my ethnicity isn't, my culture isn't, and how I look, how I dress, how I choose to carry myself, how I choose to identify myself, and how I choose to accessorize my identity is still all a part of who I am and all a part of who makes me who I am. So why is it that you need to ignore what I look like and ignore even just a piece of what I look like in order to give me respect? Like, just that is something that I don't fully understand. So if there's anyone that would like to even add on to that, you're more than welcome to call in with any thoughts or comments or questions that even you may have about the subject as well. So still praying for our Native American brothers and sisters, praying for all disadvantaged groups and people, and just praying for peace and justice, and also praying just that the light of God will shine through us, you know, as people of faith, as people who believe, and even for people who do not believe, I still pray the best for you. I pray for peace for you. I pray that the light of hope will even still shine on you, and that you will still feel a greater sense of hope, even as we just come together. And I really do just, I want to see that peace on earth. And that sounds so cliche-ish, but I do. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to be a part of. And of course, we don't have enough time left in the show to be even go into a full discussion about prophecy and about what is going to be fulfilled. It's like, you know, even with saying that I want peace of earth, I'm not saying that from a point of ignoring the reality of what yet is to come. But me as Sherry Wary, that is my hope. That is what I would like to see. But at the same token, I'm also very cognizant of what has already been spoken and what will occur. But even with that, you know, even with the word that has already been given, even when you look at Revelation and prophecies and things of that nature, about the other events that have yet to come, at the very end, it still ends with peace as well. So even if the peace doesn't come in the manner that, you know, I personally would like, it still does all come in night with peace. So that's my confession for this week. It's a little complicated. Have a couple of things going on there. But, again, I'm being real. I'm being transparent. So I would love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on that as well. All right. So we are coming to the very end of the show. We have our last segment, which is the Dose of Spiritual Wellness. This is the point where we recap the show and give you just something to walk away with to carry you through until we meet again next week. So our Dose of Spiritual Wellness this week is very simple. It's actually a repeat of what we talked about during our segment titled Hashtag Moment. And so Dose of Spiritual Wellness is simple. Be thankful. there are so many things that are wrong that we can focus on, but there are also so many things that are right that we can choose to focus on. So focus on what's right. Choose to work towards what's wrong. Try to improve it. Do whatever you can. And then believe in the power of God to be able to be all-powerful in your life and to resolve those things that are unresolved, to be able to turn around situations that are unfavorable and turn them into things that are favorable, and to heal and to restore and to renew. And just to know that God can change everything in a moment. Things can happen so fast, so quickly. And so even though it may seem that there's a delay, even though it may seem like things are not working out the way that you want them to, just know that God can turn it around so fast. And also just know that in spite of everything that you don't have, there are things that you do have. So be thankful. Be thankful for life, even in a time of sickness. Be thankful for the smiles, even in the midst of pain. Be thankful for the memories of what was, even in the face of what is no longer, what no longer is. Is that there's always a different way to look at things. There's always a way to be able to shine light in darkness. There's always a way to be able to give hope, even in the midst of the most barren situations. So be thankful. Well, our time is up, and I hope that you will join me on next week. It will be the same place, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at blogtalkradio.com/RSWellness. You can always go to that website to be able to listen to the show live or to even catch the replays as well. You can go back and listen to all the broadcasts from the beginning, when I first started, even at the beginning of this year. While you're looking back to reflect on everything that has gone on and past things, you can also go to RadiantSunshine.org and be able to check out past helpful wellness tips that are posted there. Every Wednesday there is a new wellness tip that is posted, so you definitely want to go there and check it out. I mean, there's topics, wellness tips on various topics that will help you to live a balanced life, to help you live a healthy life, and all aspects of your life, so definitely go and do that. While you're at RadiantSunshine.org, you want to check out RSDevelopment.org. We have a women's enrichment community. It's up and running. It's tons of helpful information there as well. If you are a woman seeking to be empowered and find a supportive, safe place to be encouraged, even as you are trying to reach your goals, you definitely want to go and sign up. The membership is such a small fee compared to the wealth of information and expertise that you will receive. So definitely go do that today. And there's actually a sale going on through the end of the year, so you don't want to miss that. So make sure you go to rsdevelopment.org to sign up today. Remember that you can connect with me before, during, and after the show on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and a Periscope. My handle on all four platforms is at Weary Consult. That's WHERRYCONSULT. To find out all things Sherry Weary, you can go to my website, which is sherryweary.com. That's SHERRYWHERRY.com. My novel, Walking Through the Pain, is available in print and ebook format. In addition to being able to purchase it directly from my website, you can also purchase print and ebook on Amazon.com and on BarnesandNoble.com as well. So make sure to get your copy today. This is a great book. I've gotten great reviews from every single person who has read it. And it's even a great book to even give as a gift for the holidays. So for you or a loved one or a friend who you know has had painful situations in their life, and can use something to help facilitate and support their whole journey of healing, you want to go ahead and get this book. On Saturday, December 17th, I am actually doing a workshop space off of the book. This will be part of a series called Walking Through the Pain, Practical Steps to Emotional Wellness. We've already had several workshops in this series. It's going really well. I've gotten some great feedback, you know, from participants of how helpful it is as well. So if you would like to sign up for that, you can go to rswellness.org/wellness-events, or you can even go to sherryweary.com to be able to register for that as well. Due to limited seating, registration is required. So you want to make sure you go ahead and do that to reserve your seat today. And so we meet again, and as always, I pray that you will be well, you will be whole, and that you will be set free.